T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is a day to celebrate dads. As a new father, 11 weeks. Also, Brady's got 3 kids. I've got baby Britton, who was born 11 weeks ago. Niven's from The Rock is in studio.
Hello.
Just had a baby boy 14 months ago?
14 months ago.
Also, you have a stepdaughter who is 11?
She'll be 11 in September.
Yeah. And our producer, Chris, is expecting. We've got Mark Lavoie handling the news for us today as a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Of how many?
3 kids.
Girls, boys?
2 boys, a girl, 24, 17, and 16.
My goodness.
I've got breaking news from NASA here.
Okay.
There's an astronaut who's not coming home. He says he needs his space.
That was a good one. That was good. That was real good.
I was totally ready for like, oh, we just looked inside of a black hole. Now we're gonna have parallel universes coming together. Like, this is all gonna happen. Religion's getting thrown out the window because aliens exist. And then he comes with this. That was good.
I thought
Space Force.
I thought that's Space where Force.
There you go.
Such
deadpan delivery too.
That was impressive. Really, really good dad joke.
Did you know though, speaking about that, I am reading a book about anti-gravity.
Oh my lord. Okay.
It's impossible to put down.
Okay, I have a question.
Thank you.
So, when we do dad jokes, are we crossing over into Terrible Joke Tuesday from Dana and Parks?
It's okay.
Because I feel like dad jokes and Terrible Joke Tuesday, because I don't want to steal their bit, but I will. But I feel like they kind of cross over. So if we go down that road, is that okay?
That's fine. You know, there is a comedy rule of 3, so we have to do a third space joke. Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon?
No.
No, I did not hear about the restaurant on the moon.
Now, the food's all right, but no atmosphere.
So good.
I have to step my game up.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of dad jokes yet.
Well, that's what the internet's for,
I really don't. Minders, are you a dad joke guy? Because you're a dad-to-be.
I remember one that my father told me, the first one that I remember.
Oh, God.
Is a dump button ready?
Right?
Is that what this is?
Yeah, because in the 80s, these were okay.
Yeah.
What did the snail say when he rid down the turtle's back?
What did the snail say when he rode down the turtle's back? I don't know.
Whee! I was 7 years old when I heard that, and I was like, Dad, that's what you're, where you're going with that.
Was it all uphill or downhill after that? Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, yeah. we'll just keep the dad jokes rolling in here on Dad Radio Day. Anybody got any more? Mark, I know you've got a whole, a stable full of them.
Yeah. Did you hear about the guy who invented lifesavers?
No.
He made a mint.
Okay. Something similar to that. Did you know that a slice of apple pie is $2.50 in Jamaica and $3 in the Bahamas? These are the pirates of the Caribbean.
I think a good dad joke should come with a copy of the suicide hotline number.
Oh my God. Jeez.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Very. Okay. Well, if you want to bring them in, you can. Definitely you can. Text them on into 22980. Oh, God. I bought the world's worst thesaurus. Not only is it terrible, but it's terrible. I don't even know what that means. I don't understand that joke on the text line.
Terrible. You can tear the pages.
Oh, yeah. Got it. Oh.
Don't worry. Hey, Mike.
I got to step my game Mike. Up. Yeah, what's up, Nivens?
My friend keeps saying, cheer up, man. It could be worse. You could be stuck underground in a hole full of water. I know he means well.
That's pretty good.
One last one. I got to leave. But What did the Buddha say to the hot dog vendor?
What did the Buddha say to a hot dog vendor?
Make me one with everything.
That's good. I like that one. I do like that one.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Chris.
How many apples grow on a tree?
I don't know. How many apples grow on a tree?
All of them.
Hey!
Okay. We're going to keep it going.
We got 45 seconds till the break. So if you want to fire away with more dad jokes here on Dad Radio.
Here's
Day,
one. Here's one.
And by the way,
here's one for you to use with the wife. When she goes, "How do I look?" Say, "With your eyes."
For the record, this is in no way related to Terrible Joke Tuesday. This is completely different. Dad Joke Friday is completely different than Terrible Joke Tuesday.
Okay.
30 seconds left. You got any?
Yeah.
You good?
I'm
We're
saving.
Good. We got it all out of our
I'm
system.
Saving for next time.
Okay.
There's always a next time.
Okay. Coming up next, as we try to keep this train on the tracks, which it will derail, I'm sure, several times today. Jamie's off today. Got Nivens from The Rock in studio.
Yo!
I've never really seen our text line explode like it just had when we were discussing dad jokes, because when Jamie told me she was off for the day, I thought, I'll invite Nivens in, and he's a new dad, and I'm a new dad. So then I thought, we'll get Brady in, because Brady's got three girls, and he's on his way in soon. And then our producer, Chris, is expecting. So it's a lot of dad radio today here on the show.
Yeah,
moms, do not get upset. We'll do mom radio sometime in the future.
But I feel like we're able to share things with the moms that they can use. Like for example, like, you know, they say people pick their nose, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like I was just born with mine.
Oh my God, what are we doing? And I know someone's going to say, "Wicked, why didn't you guys just do parent radio?" You know what? Cuz I'm a new dad and we're talking about dad stuff today. We'll get to mom stuff later. I'm not a mom.
But, you know, it's like this. It's like, when does a joke become a dad joke?
When does a joke become a dad joke?
When the punchline becomes apparent.
Chris liked that one.
I have a question.
Yeah, we're not. What?
Am I, since I don't have kids myself, and if I tell dad jokes, am I a faux pas?
Oh.
That was good. That was real good.
This is in no way like Terrible Joke Tuesday from Dana and Parks. No. I just want to make sure that they realize they can't take us to court for stealing that bit.
Yeah, no.
But
it'd be fine.
Can we stop with the dad jokes for just a second?
I suppose. But real quickly, there's a story coming out of St. Louis.
Okay.
A man worked in a bubblegum factory, and he fell in, and his boss had to chew him out. The setup there was St. Louis. Now you're paying attention. What's going on?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You got any more? You got any more?
This one out of Kalamazoo.
I've been to Kalamazoo.
There's a fly with no wings. It's a walk.
I've got a lot of jokes about retired people.
Do you?
But none of them work.
Look, and I'll tell you guys, I'm not going to lie to you. I have become terrified of elevators as I've gotten into my 40s.
Have you really?
Yep.
Why?
I'm going to start taking steps to avoid them.
Still, the best one was Lavoie's earlier, because I really thought he had breaking news from space. I was like, what do we have?
What is
Space Force doing? And he got me on that.
That was good. All right. Let's move forward.
It's Dad Radio today on Midday. Jamie's off. We got Brady from The Point Inn, along with Nivens from The Rock.
I'm here.
We got all kinds of levels of dad going on here today.
Did you see Major League Baseball is going to do Father's Day caps that will be worn on Sunday, Father's Day?
Oh, nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Although
they look a little... I don't know. As a hat guy, I don't know.
I know you're a hat guy.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, you're in trouble.
What did I say?
The wife is calling.
Yep.
The wife's calling you?
Yeah.
Yep.
Doesn't she know what you're doing right now?
No, I don't tell her what I do.
I put this on Twitter. I know she's on Twitter. She's already retweeted something else I sent out earlier. All right. Text them in 22980 in honor of it being Dad Radio Friday. We'll take your dad jokes. And again, this is in no way related
to Terrible Joke Tuesday from Dana and Parks.
Did you hear about the ham sandwich that walked into a bar, ordered a beer?
Did not hear about the ham sandwich that walked into a bar and ordered a beer.
Bartender says, we don't serve food here.
What happens when a frog's car breaks down?
What?
It gets towed. Come on. Again.
Mark Lavoy, you're up.
You guys notice that there's cosmetic procedures are getting so much more welcome to us anymore in conversation. You bring up Botox, nobody raises an eyebrow.
That's really good. Mark's delivery is just so cosmetic. Yeah, it's like he's been on stage giving these before.
I rehearsed these all last night.
What did the buffalo say to his son when he dropped him off at school?
What did the buffalo say to his son when he dropped him off at school?
Bison.
22980. Again, Dad Joke Friday. Nothing at all like Terrible Joke Tuesday.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Chris.
I'm reading a horror story in Braille. Something bad's going to happen. I can feel it.
You know, did I ever tell you about the documentary I watched about beavers?
No.
It was the best damn show I ever saw.
Oh, my Lord. Mr. Lavoy?
Oh, man, I'm getting stumped here. Oh. I might have to skip me on this.
All right. Okay. All right. Somebody sent this one in five times and said, look, I'll take another chance at this one. What happens when you hit Dwayne Johnson on the booty? You've officially hit rock bottom.
All right.
What do you call two monkeys that share an Amazon account?
What?
A primates.
Prime
Amazon.
Got it.
Did I ever tell you about my wife being incredibly unhappy with the Velcro she bought?
No.
It was a total ripoff.
God bless it. 22980. Yeah, Chris.
Can I get a little public service announcement?
Sure.
To the man in the wheelchair who stole my camouflage jacket? You can hide, but you can't run.
This is awful.
One more.
Mark, you got one?
Last one for me. You heard about the two guys who stole the calendar?
Yeah.
They each got 6 months.
There is breaking news out of Jackson, Mississippi.
We have breaking news out of Jackson?
Yeah, there's a circus fire. It was intense.
All right.
You know, I'm only familiar with 25 letters in the English language.
Why?
I don't know why.
Okay. From the text line, this is exactly like Bad Joke Tuesday. First of all,
come on!
Their show is Terrible Joke Tuesday. So get the name right before you rip on it. This is nothing like Terrible Joke Tuesday. No, not at all.
A three-legged dog walked into a bar and said, I'm looking for the man who shot my paw.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. If you have a dad joke, we will take them. By the way, do you remember these growing up with your dad? I don't remember him telling a lot of jokes that are like this, that are bad puns. And when did dad jokes become a thing?
I don't know, but I don't know if I know these offhand. It's just a lot of times in the moment with, you know, the kids.
I'll say
something, and then the bug is like, dad joke. I'm like, thanks, thanks, bug. Thanks, sweetie. She's like, no problem.
You know, I remember the first time I made my dad laugh, and I was like, okay, that must have been good. You know, when you make your old man laugh.
Oh, this is a good one.
Oh, no.
What does an angry pepper do?
I don't know. What does an angry pepper do?
It gets jalapeno in your face.
Jalapeno in your face. You have 90 seconds left to get your dad jokes in at 22980. We have got to move on.
What did the duck say when it bought lipstick?
What did the duck say when it bought lipstick?
Just put it on my bill.
I regret this segment.
My dad didn't do stuff like this because he was wholly inappropriate as a father. I remember one time when I was very young he took me to see Cheech and Chong at the drive-in. A Cheech and Chong movie.
How old were you?
Oh, whenever Cheech and Chong was out. Here's the scene. I don't even remember which one it was, but there's a scene where one of them, it gets caught with like a lady in a hotel. So he's running, he's naked, and he hides on top of an elevator. And there was a light bulb, and he was like squatting over this light bulb. Do you remember? I don't know.
I have never seen a Cheech and Chong movie.
Really?
Never in my life.
Mike Wickett. Yeah. How dare you?
How dare you? It's been a while.
My dad bought me Eddie Murphy Raw. He bought me, I had all these records. I had a Cheech and Chong record.
Yeah.
And they played radio.
Yeah.
Their whole bit was radio, right? Yep. And he would buy me these, and that's what I would listen to. Like, I had no music records. It was insane. He was very inappropriate.
It actually explains you.
You know what he let me do? I have a picture someplace. He was an engineer for the railroad. I have a picture of me going number one off of a moving train at 6 years old.
Wait.
Yes.
Your dad has a picture of you peeing off a train?
Yes.
At six.
A moving train, by the way.
Where was this at?
He lived in Wellington, which is south of Wichita.
Of course.
And he went Wichita to Amarillo. So he took a six-year-old on his trip one time.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the beginning of a country song, right there.
See, my grandpa, just talking about that, my grandpa used to own a business down in the West Bottoms. So my uncle talked about when they were kids, the trains would be moving by slow. They would just hop on, and wherever it stopped, they would get off and then walk back down the bottoms. You can't do that anymore.
Right. No. God.
Not at all.
Look, if you imagine what would happen to you if you let your kid jump on a moving train.
You know what was great for, I don't know about you guys, but when your dad would let you sit on his lap and you could drive. Right? You would sit there and he would let
the car.
Right?
Yeah.
You could not do that now.
Oh, my Lord.
Can you imagine if somebody saw you with your kid on your lap in the front seat of a...
One time after doing that, I'd taken the keys and started up the car without thinking and then pulled it into drive smashed into the garage. And my mom was not happy about
that. She didn't like that, huh?
No.
Uh-uh. She did not like that, huh?
No.
Huh.
Yeah.
Whoever would have thought.
Yeah, surprise.
They got away with everything back then.
Sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I think about the seatbelt issue back then.
Oh. We used to roll around in the back of a Camaro with the seats down.
Yeah,
it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Not matter.
I essentially learned to drive. My dad would take the car and me, and we would go. He'd get a 12-pack of beer. We'd go to dirt roads. He'd let me drive. He'd sit there and just knock back beers, and we'd listen to Creedence Clearwater Revival until the 12-pack was gone, and I'd end up driving back into town for him.
That was a joke, all right?
I didn't know how to react to
I'm
that
I'm telling
one.
You, this is at 12 years old.
I know you have to get out of here soon because you're doing my wife's job for another 5 days.
Yes.
She's back next week.
Yes.
Can you stick around for one more segment?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay, cool, because coming up next, we're going to revisit what we were talking about earlier.
But I do want to tell you this, though, real quick.
Yeah, what's up? What's going on?
I had a dream last night that I was a muffler.
Yeah?
I woke up exhausted.
All right, 576. And to the people who are on the text line, you're wrong. I'm sorry. This is nothing like Terrible Joke Tuesday in any way. I don't understand where you people are coming from with your comparisons.
He says.
Coming up on the other side, if you are a dad, and today is Dad Radio, moms, don't get offended. We'll get you done later on. We got Mom Day some other time. I promise you the next time Jamie is off that I will do Mom Radio. But today is Dad Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.